Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Government of Ghana sued over GMO's commercialization. Food Sovereignty Ghana is suing the government over the commercialization of GM cowpeas and GM rice for safety issues of concern for the organization, although commercial distribution has not been approved yet. Rio Radio interviewed Edwin Vafour, Director of Communications of Food Sovereignty Ghana, who explained to Rio World Radio why they are suing the government.
In 2015, when we sought an injunction in the High Court, but that injunction was dismissed. The application was dismissed. So we appealed that decision, but we have not heard from the court since 2015 when we appealed, and we are still waiting for appeals court to let us know the way forward. And so in 2017, we started a substantive case to show that we had some issues with the way that the National Biosafety Committee, which had now turned into an authority, was managing the whole issue about GMOs regarding a lack of, you know, stakeholder engagement, as well as the way in which the field trials were being performed. The National Biosafety Authority did not exist. It was a National Biosafety Committee, and the law required that there should have been an authority in place. So we questioned that. We also qualified they had not gazetted the members of the tribunal, the National Biosafety Authority Tribunal, which is supposed to oversee issues of biosafety and biotechnology, because according to the 2011 bill, the Biosafety Act that was passed in Parliament, Ghana could start thinking of going down the GMO road. So once that act was passed, but there's no commercial release yet, according to the government, of any GM seed. So we are challenging the government in how the regulator is already starting to manage the issue of GM seeds, and then also highlighting some of the safety issues and environmental concerns that GMO poses, which independent research has made very clear.
The case went to the Supreme Court on July the 9th. Could you share with us what happened there?
We went to the Human Rights High Court in 2017 to start this case that I'm talking about. After we sought the appeal and we didn't hear back, we started a case, and this is where we sued the government. Now, that case has been progressing, and it got to a stage where the defendants, who are the Ministry of Agriculture, the Attorney General's Office, the National Biosafety Authority, the National Biosafety Committee, they are the defendants. And so the defendants felt that we had invoked the wrong jurisdiction of the High Court, the Human Rights High Court, and they rather felt that the Human Rights High Court had no jurisdiction to oversee this case. So it should have been the National Biosafety Tribunal. But the judge ruled in our favor in the Human Rights High Court, because she said that the law stated that the National Biosafety Tribunal should have been, the names of the panelists and the members of the panel should have been gazetted for the public for public knowledge. And because that had not been done, that means that they hadn't followed the law according to what the law prescribes. So the Human Rights High Court ruled in our favor that, yes, we had invoked the right jurisdiction and it doesn't go to the National Safety Tribunal. So the defendants challenged that decision by the High Court, and they took it to the Supreme Court to see if the Supreme Court would interpret it in another way. But the Supreme Court, again, also ruled in our favor, agreeing that the High Court had the jurisdiction to rule as it did. So that means that the case now returns to the Human Rights High Court, and on October 15th, we'll be returning to the Human Rights High Court for the actual case to proceed. So we have until September 11th for us to submit our witness statements. So both sides have been directed by the court to submit our witness statements, and October 15th, the case is going to start to proceed.
Are there GMOs grown in Ghana nowadays?
Officially, no. I mean, that people will come through Ghana and, get some seeds from abroad, and if they wanted to plant it, they could. But on a commercial basis, I'm not aware of the planting of GM food up to this point. But nothing stops somebody from coming through the borders if they have GM seeds and being able to plant them. I'm sure they would grow. To that extent, it is a concern for us, this trans-border movement of GM seeds.
What are the expectations, the objectives to follow this legal case?
We've embarked on this advocacy journey to make sure that we'll be able to positively impact on the policy making when it comes to this area of Ghana, either going down the GMO way or promoting agroecology, which is what we support, an agroecological food production regime, which is not harmful to the earth and stuff like that. We are hoping that the Human Rights High Court will understand the issues we have raised as pertaining to the human rights of Ghanaians who may have equal concern for some of the issues that are being raised and connected with GM foods. I mean, the fact that in the USA, these GM foods that are engineered to tolerate dangerous chemicals like herbicides and glyphosate, it's about time that our policymakers see beyond the lobby and take decisions in the interest of Ghanaians.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.